We got big debate tomorrow, right? We got a big debate tomorrow. South Carolina. It will be the last debate before voting takes place the following week. I think the primaries are on the 20th in South Carolina. I think they are. Don't hold me. Don't hold a gun to my head. But I think it's, they're not. It can't be the 20th. That's a Saturday. I think it's the 22nd or the 23rd. I think it's the 22nd or the 23rd. So tomorrow's a big debate. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge in South Carolina. Now, fuels came out today, which are pretty huge, pretty big. And the South Carolina, one poll that came out, I never heard of the polling company or whatever the hell they are. And it's a national poll. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the South Carolina poll that just came out has Trump ahead still. Okay, and he's ahead, huge. I know I said that, but what else can be said? It's huge. It's a huge number. South Carolina hadn't done a poll in about, I think they said a month, about a month. They're a little late on their poll, I guess. So the new poll that was conducted was, I think, the other day. I think they did it 2 days ago. I mean, it's relatively you know, new. So the poll has Trump out in front by 18 points. I think it's 18. I think it's 18 points. I'm trying to find. I got all this stuff in front of me. Okay, give me an effing break. Give me an effing break. I think he's at 8. I think he's up by 18. Hey, trying to find all this stuff. It's just like I had it on my phone, and then for some reason the phone's gone. Like the bookmark that I had. Gone. I'm like, why did this leave? What's going on? Why is this happening? But yeah, in South Carolina, Trump is still up by 18 points. Cruz is in second. And Rubio. I think Jeb is practically nowhere. I'm being serious. I think Jeb is nowhere. I think he's at 8. I think that's what the poll says. He's at 8. That's horrible, guys. I mean, come on. 8? You got to say to yourself, how much longer I figure South Carolina, once it's over, Jeb's done. You got to figure after South Carolina, it's done. Who the hell's going to, you keep hearing all this talk about a brokered convention. It's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. You understand? It's not going to happen. Once they have the vote in South Carolina and Trump wins, I think he's going to win, and you have Rubio, Jeb coming in after Cruz, they're going to get out because the donors are going to say to Jeb, we're not going to give you more money. Remember, super PACs can't pay for plane rides, hotels, food. Super PACs don't do that. All super PACs do is ads. Okay? Ads and a couple, you know, shady things here and there that they could get away with. But as far as the things that make a campaign actually chug along, they can't do it. This whole broker convention, it's Republicans in the establishment not coming to grips with Trump yet. They are lying to themselves. They are. They're still lying. They're still lying to themselves. They're still trying to say it doesn't matter if Trump wins South Carolina. Remember, the line keeps moving with Trump. The line keeps moving with Trump. If you win, it's supposed to be over. The conventional Republican candidate who wins New Hampshire gets the nomination. We did a story about this the other day. We talked about it. If it was any candidate and they win New Hampshire by this much, they're already getting the convention ready, who's going to speak second, who's going to speak third, who's the VP. So now they move that finish line, and it's, well, traditionally, who wins South Carolina becomes the nominee. And they go, well, in 2012, that wasn't the case, but that's the only other time. Why? Who won in 2012? Newt Gingrich. Oh. He didn't seem to be too godly. Oh, well, what do you mean? It's a guy who's married like 20 times. Newt Gingrich was not a godly man. Newt Gingrich was not an evangelical Christian. End of story. So now the finish line is moved. And it's all about South Carolina. And then you hear them say, well, you know, if Trump wins South Carolina, it's still not over. Because if you have Cruz, Rubio, and Bush all finishing behind him, chances are it will continue on. Why? It didn't continue on in 2012. Didn't continue on in 2008. Why is it going to continue on now? Why all of a sudden now? Why? Because it's Trump. Because you keep moving the finish line? Why? Because you just desperately don't want to admit that he's going to get the nomination, that the voters want him more than Jeb Bush? So now you have everybody going, well, you know, if Trump wins South Carolina, that doesn't mean anything. if the other candidates have strong finishes, they'll move on. What do you mean? What's a strong finish? Trump gets 36%, 100,000 votes. John Kasich is 50,000 votes at 16%. And then after him, you got guys 12%, 11%, 10%, 20,000 votes, 20. How is that a strong finish? So what's a that's a strong finish. So what's a strong finish in South Carolina? I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. No. What's going to happen is whoever wins South Carolina, which hopefully will be Trump, and whoever comes in second, maybe the number three guy moves on too. But everybody after three is done. It's over. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. After the election next week, only one, two, and three move on. The rest of them are dropping out. This is the last hurrah for Jeb Bush. He's got to finish two or three, or he's got to win. He's got George Bush coming out to campaign with him. This is it. He had mom in New Hampshire. Now you got George in South Carolina. This is it. He brought out the mom. He didn't win. But he's still got a couple dollars left in his piggy bank. He's bringing out George. He doesn't win or get the bronze. It's done. All of those donors are going to say to him, hey, you couldn't do better. You couldn't even get third place, and you brought the only state that still thinks George Bush was a great president, the only state, South Carolina, the only state that still thinks George Bush was a great president, they like you. So those donors will tell Jeb, it's done. We're not going to keep giving you money. You don't win. So when you hear these pundits tell you, oh, it could have a broker convention. No, you stop. Just stop. No. After next week, there's only going to be three people that are going to move on. And in theory, if that third person gets crushed, they're done. If you have, let's just say, you have Trump, and he gets 40% of the vote. Okay, let's just say he gets 40%. And Cruz gets 18, 19, 20%. And then you got Rubio at, say, 13, 12. Or Bush at 13, 12. If number three is 25 points away from the winner, number three ain't moving on. And truthfully, if number two, listen, all this talk of it being Cruz and Trump, if Cruz doesn't have a strong showing in South Carolina, if Cruz doesn't win, he's on life support. If he loses by a lot in Carolina, Cruz might be over. Because if he can't beat Trump in South Carolina, he's not going to beat him come Super Tuesday, except in Texas. That's the only place that he'll beat him come Super Tuesday in the SEC primary. So don't listen to these know-nothings, these idiot pundits. So that South Carolina poll still has Trump up by 18, 19 points. Something like that. Now, a new national poll was released. Like I said, I never heard of Morning Consultant. You know how I feel about some of these lesser polls, because I made fun of some of these polls that had Jeb Bush. Remember that one poll we read that had Jeb Bush in second place in New Hampshire? Remember that? He was only like 8 points behind Trump? Yeah. Remember that college poll? I think I even harassed Dana Perino on Twitter about that. So whoever Morning Consultant is has Trump at 44%. He was at 38. He's at 44. And Ted Cruz is in second place with 17%. Followed by Ben Carson and Marco Rubio, who are tied for third at 10. And Jeb Bush is at 8. Kasich is at 4. And the Real Clear Politics doesn't have the poll being this huge. Their national poll has Trump up on Cruz by 9. But it's an older poll. They haven't done a new poll in over a week, so who knows? It could be bigger. So we'll see going into tomorrow. It's going to be huge. That debate is going to have a lot of fireworks. They're Cruz, Trump, they're going to go after each other. Jeb, he's going to go after Trump. They're going to go after Rubio. I mean, it's going to be brutal tomorrow. It's going to be brutal. So don't miss it. Go to my Twitter. I'll be live tweeting like a lunatic. That's at, don't forget, it's at Rob Zicari Show. You could follow us. And it's, again, at Rob Zicari Show.